93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Fourth District State Representative Alex Skarlatos on with us. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you were recently named as Deputy House Republican Leader. Wanted to talk about that. That came out while I was out of the country. Was that an office that you sought, or how did you end up landing there?
I was asked to run for it by some of the members of the House Republican Caucus. And to be honest with you, I wasn't really planning on doing anything like that this early on into being in office. But I think some of them felt I could lend a hand to the caucus when it came to elections with some of the experience that I have running for Congress. And after thinking about it for some time, I figured they were right. And I think that's a place where I can lend a hand. And, you know, God knows we need some help with our elections and we need to pick up some seats and get out of the supermajority. So I decided to do it.
So for being in office only a short time, though, were you surprised to get the role?
I wouldn't say surprised. I would just say that I was surprised to be asked to run for it. But again, the reasoning was sound. And after Christine Drazen left to run for the state Senate, I was kind of next on deck for having run the largest campaign. And so, again, we needed help to pick up seats. And I have the next most largest campaign experience after Christine Drazen. So I agreed to it because, again, we need the help.
So after you were selected and you've begun now, talk about the responsibility. What's involved in being the deputy House Republican leader?
Well, it's a lot of extra work. I pretty much have to do whatever the leader, our new leader is Lucetta Elmer. I help her out in whatever ways she needs. I go to fundraisers, help the caucus raise money, go to events, and again, work on campaigns. So it's a lot of extra work for no real extra pay or accolades. But again, the whole goal here is to pick up seats. So I'm very optimistic for this next cycle. We have a lot of opportunities across the state.
Do you particularly like being in this role, being on the younger side when it comes to age of lawmakers?
Yes, I do. I appreciated being in office, period, at my age, just to give kind of the younger generations a voice. I think I'm the youngest Republican anyway by like 5 or 6 years. And so kind of bringing that perspective, I think, is great. I don't know if that really helps me so much as deputy leader, but just as a representative, I think it really does bring a new perspective with, you know, the cost of housing, the cost of living, where people coming up, like these younger generations, even younger than me, are having such an incredibly hard time making it in this world just because of the devaluation of the dollar and the cost of housing in this state.
Now, Lucetta Elmer's office reached out to us this morning. We're going to get her on a segment in the morning or the afternoon here, probably next week, so we can begin that relationship with her. Let's talk about the special session. The tax increase went through. Talk about some of the impacts you see for residents around the state and including in your district.
Well, the most obvious one is gas tax increase, which is going to be felt by everybody, which is, I mean, it's a regressive tax. It's going to be really felt by low-income Oregonians. I mean, a lot of the people that voted to pass this tax drive vehicles that are over $100,000, so obviously they don't care. That's kind of a shame. Registration fees, also a regressive tax. Those are going to almost double in cost. So whenever you register your car, whatever you're paying now, just double it, and that's about what the new fee is going to be. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's the largest tax increase in Oregon's history. And at the end of the day, we're going to try to get this on a referendum and put it to the voters, and that'll give us a chance, one last opportunity to kill it before it goes into effect.
Yeah, and I know those are that's kind of in the works right now, and also petitions regarding the governor's future.
Yeah, there's all sorts of petitions going on right now, collecting signatures. We have to wait on the transportation referendum until she actually signs the bill before we can start collecting signatures. But I would just say, make sure you do your research on what you're signing. But definitely, once the governor signs this bill, make sure you sign the referendum. We need to get this on the ballot, refer it to the voters for all sorts of reasons. I mean, it'll help Republican turnout as well in the next election. But at the end of the day, we just need to kill this transportation package. It's an absolutely terrible bill.
Now, along with being selected as Deputy House Republican Leader, you also have been named Vice Chair of the Small Business Economic Development and Small Business Committee going into the last legislative days. Talk about that.
Yeah, Small Business Economic Development and Trade is what it's called. It's a fantastic committee. I really do appreciate the responsibility of being Vice Chair, and what that entails is I work with the Democrat chairman, and we try to figure out what we can and actually can't get done as a committee, what bills the Republicans will vote for, what bills they won't, and I'm kind of our representative to that committee. It's a great responsibility, and part of the reason why I wanted that job in particular was just because we see employers fleeing this state on a very, very regular basis. Obviously, we just had Roseburg Forest Products close their plywood mill in Dillard. You know, Dutch Brothers left the state. Intel is opening, is creating jobs in places like Indiana and Ohio and not Oregon. And I want to show the Democrats that there's reasons for this. This isn't just an accident. These companies aren't doing it to be mean. It's because we're overtaxing them because we have a terrible business climate. And a lot of Democrats were like, oh, we need to create opportunities for people to open businesses here, and we need to give them tax incentives. And I'm like, how about we first just create a business opportunity, a business climate, actually, that keeps them from leaving in the first place? Because we don't have a job creation problem. We have jobs staying in Oregon problem, and we need to fix that. And that's why I wanted to be on this committee. And that's my hope, is just to try to get some of these Democrats to see the light on some of these common sense issues.
You're certainly well known for your time in the National Guard. Talk about the whole issues that really hit hard yesterday in particular regarding National Guard and whether it should be deployed in Portland.
Well, that decision's ultimately going to be handled in the courts. I think that President Trump absolutely kind of has the right instinct here. I mean, we have to send in National Guard troops to secure some of these federal buildings, Portland Police Bureau. I mean, honestly, since President Trump has decided to send in the National Guard, there's been a lot more media focus on this, of course. And I think we see that there's absolutely nothing being done by Portland Police Bureau or the state police or the governor or the mayor of Portland. And when you have that many people that are derelict in their duties, you have to send in the National Guard to enforce the rule of law. It's been done throughout the history of this country whenever there's been uprisings and things like that. So I think it's incredibly unfortunate, but it's something that he has to do. And if Tina Kotek or Mayor Wilson don't want the National Guard in their city, all they have to do is start enforcing the law. And then Trump would have no excuse to do it.
Before we wrap up, got to ask you, as we're starting to think about the 2026 elections and people making decisions out there, have you made a decision on seeking another term?
Yes, I have. I'm going to run for re-election. I just, to be totally honest with you, I got married about 2 weeks ago, and then we had this caucus election, made me deputy leader, so I've just been a little busy, but we plan on announcing that soon.
All right. Well, I guess the get married clause will work there. State Representative Alex Scarlatos out of time for today, but thanks for being on.
Thank you.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.